This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas and we are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
Welcome back, Ellen.
Thank you so much. I missed you.
I missed you. How was Ireland?
It was great. It was great. It was all very religious and very Irish. It was my sister's confirmation, which I just found out that English people don't really know what that is.
Is that the little wedding one?
No, it's the next one up. So a couple of years later, they get to wear their normal clothes. Not the wedding one. I know. Got it. I would have loved to see the little wedding.
Was there a couple of Guinnesses?
Oh, there was a few. There was a whole week of it. So,
nice to get home
kind
and see the fam, I bet.
Oh, yeah. It was so good.
A little shaky shamrock.
Yes.
More on that later. Now, guys, as you know, we always bring you a banging show. And tonight is no different. So we are joined by Lacey Martin from Married at First Sight UK. And we have got Phil Turner from Last Year's Apprentice. Mm. Just going to say before he gets into the studio, I would say probably one of the fittest candidates there's ever been.
So handsome.
Sorry to Phil Turner's wife.
Yeah, but we met him last year, didn't we? And we were kind of shocked. We were shooked.
We was. So it's hard. Someone's got to do it. Do you know what I mean?
It's a tough gig.
Someone's got to do it. And we've got our girl back in the studio, the showbiz queen. It is Miss Stella. Stella, how are you doing, darling?
I'm good, thank you. It's good to be back after what feels like 84 years.
Yeah. Where have you been?
Oh, just here, there, everywhere. But
she's
I'm back
the busiest
now.
Girl. If you follow her on Instagram, girl. You'll know she's the busiest bitch in town.
Bless you.
So, Stella, what has caught your eye over the last 7 days?
Oh, it's been a busy one. So we have just finished with awards season. The Brits and the Oscars just happened this weekend. But there is something that is... There's two people in particular that have got everyone talking, and that is Danny Jones and Maura Higgins. Post-Brits. At the after party. Now, we all know what can happen at an after party.
Yes.
And it was in 4K. Well, the Sun's version of 4K anyway. And there was a peck on what looked to me as if it was a peck on the cheek. And I thought, okay, like, it's not a big deal. They were in I'm a Celebrity together. But then the second time in, it looked very much more than that.
And it lingered a little longer, right?
It lingered and everyone's like, what is going on here? As we know, Danny is married, Maura is single, but still it's very much like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And there's been radio silence from both parties. No one spoke about it. No one's mentioned it, but it's not looking good. And what was even funnier, the Brit social team, the day after this all kind of kicked off, put a video of, what's it, Danny and Tom Fletcher, speaking, having an interview, and they were having like a tarot card reading of like where the night's going to go. Ironically, Danny was just like, well, I'm hoping for a stress-free year. Oops.
And I bet the PR team were rubbing their fucking hands together. When they went through their content, they was like, yes.
Literally, clip this off ASAP.
And Tom Fletcher basically said, I don't know where the night's going to go, but I feel like Danny's going to be in trouble. And Joe was like,
oh.
And for the Brits to share that the day after that whole mess
Perfect timing.
I was just like, the Brits being messy.
Love it.
Pay rise to the social team.
They knew what they were doing. So Maura is the one, it was expected-ish because of the society we're in, is getting more of the flack for it.
Mm.
But Danny is the married man.
Yeah.
What's up? Like, what was that all about?
And their silence on it is deafening, isn't it? Because usually if it wasn't a thing, you would just release a statement now, or not even a statement, just be casual with it and do something on Instagram and say, listen, we're friends, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
But they haven't done that.
It kind of, like you say, it makes it worse by not acknowledging it. You know? Because if it was, and again, we don't know, it could be innocent, we don't know, we've seen a little bit of grainy footage. But if there was nothing allegedly to not talk about or reference, you would jump on the story the next day, hanging out your ass in bed or whatever, and you'd go, fucking hell, how fun is it?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You would acknowledge it.
Yeah, and Ellen made a good point, like, before, actually, that it didn't look like it was a first-time thing. It looked kind of very comfortable. It was full of people around, so it's very much like...
It's almost like they forgot where they were. Like, if it's your first kiss, right, it's surely going to be a bit shady. You're looking around, sees who's around, and you'll do it more private, you would think.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like few pecks in the lobby somewhere at the Brits
very
in front
public.
Of people.
Yeah, and these guys, it's not their first rodeo. They've been in the business for a while now.
And they was in the jungle together, so there's now people going through. You've got to love social.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, going through the archives.
All
like,
that, a big or two from Colleen Rooney. Do you know what I mean? And they're going, oh, did something, was there like seed sown in the jungle?
Exactly, but people were saying, well, it was giving very much brother and sister vibes in the jungle, so I think that's why people are even more shocked, like, how did this, like, kind of happen?
Yeah.
But Yeah, it's very interesting.
Who's the wife took to social? Sorry, I don't know Danny's wife.
I think her name's Georgia.
That's right, yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's been radio silence on all parties. So
she is an absolute babe as well. Yeah. Like, isn't it so annoying when, like, really good-looking models get cheated on? Because you're like, oh, there's no hope for any of us. Damn
it. Yeah, but it's just like, because Danny's getting some flack in a sense of he was really pushing, like, there was a family man narrative around him when he was in the jungle. I think that might have even, like, swayed him to even win because he was just very down-to-earth. Yeah. Spoke very highly of his wife and like his, I think he has a son. Yeah, he has a son.
Right, yeah.
And so, yeah, I think so for it to come out this way, it was very much like, oh, they just weren't expecting it. It was very...
Social are fucking a fuming. Do you know what I mean? And as we say, we don't know, so we can't confirm or deny. Everything's alleged. But also, he had just won Masked Singer and then had won Jungle. So it was kind of having the best year of his life.
Yeah.
Fucking he was winning all the shows.
Exactly, yeah.
And now people were like, oh, the rise and fall.
Literally, very, very quickly.
Especially at an afters, do you know what I mean? Like, come on.
The funny thing
rookie
is,
mistake.
Though...
You're not the same rookie mistake.
Rookie. But, like, the footage is so shit and grainy. It's almost like, come on, guys. Like, we all have iPhones. We all have, like... Yeah. Well, who is taking these videos?
Yeah. True.
It's always somebody with a Nokia 3310.
Yeah, a volley bond.
You need to step that up because sometimes you'll feel like they're in Dubai, but the footage will look like you're in Brixton or something. Like, what is this?
What is this?
Step it up.
Yeah. When it is obviously alleged, when there's a wife or a partner at home, I kind of sometimes think, I think it is nice when the footage is shit because even when people are speculating, that's bad enough. That's a kick in the tits.
Yeah.
You don't want to see it any more clear than that.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I don't know. I'd want to clear as day because I would hate for him to go, that's not me.
Oh, no.
That's not me. The gaslighting. I'm like, it is.
If you was, take Danny out of the situation. If you was a missus and it was your fella, do you know what I mean? Do you really want to see?
Yeah.
Sometimes two grainy shadows are enough.
Yeah, true. That's true. It would be plastered all over the papers. You couldn't escape it.
Yeah, nice.
Anyway, we don't know more with Danny. Get in touch. Come on Access next week. Yeah. We can all have a little chin wag.
Exactly.
We'll have Danny and Maura on together. We'll get the lowdown.
We'll have all the tea. So, Stel, we'll move on from that little escapade.
Yes.
Anything else caught your
eye? So, from one... Well, I can't even say a couple because they're not. From one to another. So Ben Affleck allegedly wants to get back with another ex-wife.
And it's not again.
It's not Jennifer Lopez, though.
No.
He allegedly, if the timing was right, wouldn't mind another chance with Jennifer Garner. And a lot of people are just
like... He can't make his mind up.
No.
If back and forth was a person, it would be Ben Affleck. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's just like, he's determined to keep his body count as low as possible.
Yeah.
And he's just like, no, I don't want to date anymore.
So
let me
true.
Just spin the block again. Uno reverse.
Do
let's
you
go.
Think this Garner will have a go again after everything because I would be inclined to go on your fucking bollocks.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know the ins and outs, but it looks a lot. It looks a bit too much.
I see some pap pics of them like paintballing or something together? It looks like he's grabbing her crotch.
Yeah, they were like kind of close and cozy, and of course they have children together, so of course they're always going to be in each other's lives like that. But in terms of romantically, just... No.
Have I not seen on social that she's with someone else or pregnant with someone else recently?
I think she might have been with someone, but I don't know about pregnant.
That throws a spanner in the works.
Alleged, alleged. You know what social's like.
I think she might be with someone else, though, but
I'm sure he's loving this press then.
But it's just, it's interesting because it's just like, oh, babes, Ben, come on, you can move on. You've got millions in the account. Like, Raya, I'm sure, will do a lot for you. Yeah. Like, come on.
What does that say also about the... Do you know, if she does take him back, like, they must really miss him. Like, if Jennifer brought him back, like, there's a reason he broke up. Why do you keep bringing him
he
back?
He must have a fucking Corey and half on him. He's good. He's good at something. He's got a couple of quid in the bank, but these girls ain't skint.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just interesting because it's just, I mean, after everything, you just feel like, because I feel like getting back with an ex in general, there's a whole stigma around it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Doesn't really, though.
When you've been married, I feel like when it comes to, like, divorce or anything, I can only imagine, like, that's a process that you must have really thought about. It wasn't done on impulse.
No.
Yeah.
To relive kind of all of that again and it doesn't work, like, that's why I was even surprised with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, because it was a lot. And to go back and then to get divorced is like, no, but not for me.
Because him and, again, obviously all alleged, so we're just speculating it. But isn't it rumoured that he's going to come out of that divorce because there was no prenup with Lopez?
Oh, I think I heard that.
He's coming out of that pretty nicely, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because again, he ain't skint. He ain't scrapping around trying to afford a meal deal on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
So But if he's going to do all right, his garden's going to think... I just think it becomes too messy. All the in and... Community yeah. dick ain't the one for me.
Yeah, it's just... No, it's too much.
Allegedly, without saying you are, Ben. But all I'm saying is I reckon the geezer's... Hacked.
Must be.
I reckon it's down by his kneecaps.
There's something dragging them back.
Gwyneth Paltrow kind of did confirm that years back.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. That, like,
trust her to do
yeah.
that.
Alexis, he was the one in the bedroom that was, yeah, gifted.
Oh, wow. Well.
Now there's a candle
it.
For you.
A
good
Get candle.
Rid of the minge one. Let's have a go. Moving on from minge candles. Anything else, Miss Stell?
So, Millie Bobby Brown, star mm-hmm. of Stranger Things. She's been in the press quite a bit lately, yeah. and I feel like child stars, especially when you see them grow up in the public eye, mm. when they change, obviously the person that they were when they're 10, they're not going to look the same when they're 21. Mm. So lately, Millie Bobby Brown's been promoting, I believe it's the Netflix film Electric State with Chris Pratt, mm. and she's just, people have just been commenting on the way that she's been dressing, the way that she's been having her hairdo. People are saying her face is giving Jennifer Coolidge, Dolly Parton, like she looked, people are saying that she looks older than for what she is, and dressing like a mob
not
wife.
Fucking
like,
Dolly Parton. Yeah. I love Dolly Parton, but come on, that's a stretch.
And it's just,
literally.
And just allegedly. Yeah, a lot of people just like picking apart her appearance, and she did a social, she literally just called out everyone, mm. but journalists mainly.
She name checked them as well, yeah. which was, that was wild.
I don't blame her in a sense of like, I can imagine being a child star and like constantly since the age of like 10, yeah. you're being ridiculed about the way that you look over and over and over again. And she's just basically like, this isn't journalism, this is bullying. Mm. And my thing with that is, I feel like people forget what, when you were 19 in 2021, you were experimenting with all sorts of hairstyles and fashions to make yeah. yourself look older, intentional or not. Everyone yeah. was doing it, but yeah. just because she's been in the public eye, yeah. it's been more of a thing. And I think if her self-esteem was like in the trenches, in the pits, and she went down the cosmetic surgery route,
yeah.
people would be the first to be like, oh, what happened? What happened to her? When yeah. did that happen? It's like, you happened.
You're doomed yeah. if you don't, you're doomed if you don't. And it's one of them things I do think, and it's not even just for child stars. I think when someone's had... Mm. a very successful career in showbiz and lasted over a decade or 14, 15 years. And you're seeing, obviously, there's pap shots from when you first mm. started out your career or a TV show or a song or a video, if that's your whatever your field is. Mm. But there's always documentation. You can't hide from the internet now.
Of course,
so
yeah.
once you've got a profile and you've been in the industry 10, 15 years, Mother Nature takes her mm. away. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So I always think it's like, go to your old school photos.
Yeah.
Look at yourself 15 years yeah. before. Do you look like you did
exactly.
at school?
That's it. Your Facebook memories. You pop up and yeah. you're like three stone lighter and you're like, yes. oh, damn it. And yes. I thought
sorry,
I was back that
Simon.
Night.
Have a little look at when you was in Weatherspoons
exactly.
in 1999.
Exactly. Now, the only thing I will say, she does look way older than 25 in those photos. Like when I saw them, I was like, oh my God, who is that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was somebody in their 30s. Mm. But I think it's to do with maybe... I don't know if she's got filler or is it the makeup style of that night?
Yeah, a lot of people have been making kind of comments like saying like, oh, fire the stylist, like what's going on? Mm. Like kind of. So I don't know if it's like maybe a styling thing, maybe it's yeah. just not really working because yeah. that can be the case as well.
Cool.
Like
yeah.
there was a time when Margot Robbie, there was a period where Margot Robbie on the carpet, she's stunning, but her
she'll
looks,
write.
Yeah, that's her. But her looks on the carpet weren't, yeah. it wasn't giving. But when it came to the Barbie press tour, whole new stylist.
Yes.
Incredible.
Exactly.
And it just made sense.
And a lot of the time it's just to do with makeup yeah. and hairstyling. Yeah. She has that blonde hair now.
Yeah.
So maybe she's, you know, just not in her glow up era.
And
maybe.
So yeah. it's just nature's way. Do you know what? And getting older is a luxury. Do you know what I mean? Because what's the alternative? Do you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I've had to fucking piss on the show before we've even started. But you've got to be positive here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting older is a blessing. And do you know what? Don't go for people's looks. And we are all older. Look back
yeah.
10, 15 years.
Because it's funny, because I always thought it was maybe like a projection of people, how they feel about aging.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I even said how I remember watching Stranger Things season 1, and it's just a harsh reminder of how old I am, that she's finishing
yeah.
the series as
yeah.
a married woman. I'm like, oh my gosh,
wow.
how old was I
yeah.
when I first watched it?
It's
like, yeah, literally.
And people have their lives all sorted. You'd be like, shit, I'm still running
exactly.
around. Or yeah. Just Eat's trying to commit to a meal. And there's people that have got twins, they're married, and I'm thinking, shit, I don't know if I'm Chinese or Indian.
You're refusing yeah. a bag for life because yeah. it's too much commitment.
Stella, always a pleasure. Thank come so back much. Soon. We're going to take a little break and then we are going to be joined by Lacey from Married at First Sight. So we will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum on FUBAR Radio.
I am joined now by Ricardo Mighty. He is the CEO of Mighty Labs.
I just think if you're going to get into crypto, you just can't think short term. If you're trying to, I don't know, like pay your bills next month and you think I'm going to invest in crypto this month and then I'm going to take the gains out and do something with, you just can't think like that because 99.9% of the time, the market doesn't work the way you want it to work. It works how it's going to work. The longer you have your investment in crypto, most likely the better it will do.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores.
Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
It was calm on the beach, so I took my little girl out on the water. Then we hit the wind, and it blew us out to sea, faster than we could paddle back. And we learned our lesson from these guys, the crew who got us home. Thank you.
Respect the water and watch out for the winds. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Registering to vote means you can take part in the way decisions are made in the UK. When you register to vote, you are then able to cast your vote at local and national elections. You can help choose who runs your area and makes decisions about things you care about. Millions of people in the UK aren't registered to vote and they miss out on having their voice heard. It's quick and easy to register. It only takes 5 minutes. You can do it online or you can ask for a paper form at your local council. Register to vote now at gov.uk/register to vote.
What the hell with Gabby Allen.
Mr. Later Williams, hello. Mate, can we just address that you did Strictly Come Dancing?
I know, people were quite upset about that, to be fair. But listen, not the first musical theatre performer to be on Strictly. Won't be the last. I've never watched a full season from the start to the end. So when it actually got 2 hours out, whoa, like there's so many different styles. I was like, oh, and Nikita, I love him, but he was really pushing me to be the best that I could be.
Politics Uncensored.
They can't turn off your water because water is a human right. It's not like internet, which we can talk about.
Are you saying we
things.
Should all stop paying?
I'm not saying we should all stop paying. I think no one should have to pay.
Their argument would be prices are going up. We need all this money because we have to invest in our ageing Victoria infrastructure, which hasn't, there's been no new infrastructure built in sewage, whatever, since the Victorian era. How would you respond to that?
They're talking out of their backside. It's bullshit of the highest order.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Good evening, guys, and welcome back to Access All Areas. And we've just been joined in the studio by Miss Lacey. Lacey, how are you, darling?
Hello, you're right.
Really good. Thank you so much for coming into the Access Studios.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. How is everything? Is it crazy?
Yeah, it's not been good at the moment, if I'm honest. This week's been a bit better, but last week, you know, it was very hard for me and my family with the whole trolling and how the edit was portrayed.
So you're talking about the Maths reunion, which was released last week?
Yes.
You don't feel that you came out the best from it?
It's not that I didn't come out the best. It wasn't a true reflection of what actually happened.
In what way?
So much was cut out between me and Nathan's conversation of why we actually did split up. It was nothing to do with this whole showmance thing. Mm-hmm. We spoke about that a few months after when we was friends and he agreed. Mm. But the producers cut everything out.
Right. So did you say to Nathan that you wanted to make it to the 1 year mark because if you stay together, you'll get magazine deals and stuff like that after the 1 year?
No. So basically throughout of our relationship and when we was actually together, we both like joked, we do collaborations. Like we was one of the couples that actually fell in love. Mm. So when we split up, we didn't speak for a couple of months and he just blocked me because he didn't wish me good luck for the Race for Life, my charity race. Mm. when the show started coming out, he reached out and we just started, I guess, being friends again. And he spoke about it to me. What collabs have you got? What work? Should we do stuff together? Mm. So when the episode came, he just threw me under the bus, got his phone out, but I defended myself, which they didn't show.
Ah. So there was mention of a showmance between you guys, but it was after ye broke up.
Yes.
Are you saying that he suggested it, that ye get back together for that?
It was both of us.
Ah, yeah. So you both discussed it, but it didn't happen.
No, he threw me under the bus and made out it was just all me.
Has he reached out to you since off camera? He's not called you, text you?
No, since the Married at First Sight reunion has aired, he's not reached out to me. And personally, for me, we once loved each other. Mm. And seeing all the trolls, because it's been awful. Mm. I don't, the way they edited it and showed it, they didn't show me defending myself. Mm-hmm. So it just looked like that Nathan's the one that was hurting. Mm-hmm. And I just said, let's do a showmance, when that is not the case.
Mm. So in terms of when you're there in real time and you're having this conversation and you're alleging that that was cut out and taken, do you remember how that conversation went? What was you actually saying back to him that they've pulled out?
So the main thing they did pull out was they didn't allow her to show the Race for Life. Mm. They said, we can't show the Race for Life that Nathan didn't support you because of his mental health. So I said, right, okay, but what about my mental health? Because you've edited everything out of me defending myself about these texts.
Mm. Well, I do know sometimes, and obviously I've got no dog in the fight, but I know in terms of TV shows, it is very hard because charities, and I never realised this until I was on a TV show, but charities are classed as businesses.
Yeah.
So to promote a charity, even though we would all on social think that's fine because a charity is an amazing thing, and not in defence of a TV channel, but it is classed as a business. So there might have been, or did they say it was because of mental health?
Mental health, yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't because it was seen as promoting a business?
No, they didn't. Well, they didn't recall that to me. But I completely understand that if they didn't want to upset, you know, Nathan's mental health. My intention was to not speak about any of that.
Yeah.
But Nathan, when I approached him, was digging me out, but they cut all of that out.
So are you saying he broke up because he didn't support you when you were doing the charity?
Yeah, there was a few things. We come to a hurdle in our relationship and we wasn't really a couple to argue, if I'm honest. Mm. And I did love him and I wanted us to work, you know. But so we come to a hurdle with a bit of bickering and I had a massive day, important day, and the person I love didn't wish me good luck. So I said, you know, we're all women. We want a reaction sometimes. So I was like, maybe it's best we remain friends if you're not going to wish me good luck on our most important day. He was like, okay, respect it, and blocked me.
Wow. And were you having trouble before that?
We went to a hurdle, but nothing, you know, we had a really nice relationship.
Did you think he would have fought for the relationship more? Because that sounds a little bit like, fuck it, do you know what I mean? The fact he was like, block and done. Like,
so that's why on the reunion, if you go back and watch it, you hear me say, no, you blocked me, you blocked me. But because they edited it so much, and then, and there's so much they cut it out because he was trying to dig me out on the show. And I said, let's not go tit for tat. But they just made me seem like I was lying. I was trying to shut down him showing the texts when I had no problem because he was on board as well.
Yeah.
And how have fellow people from, like, cast members been since? Have they reached out? Or, like, you've touched upon trolls, and trolls, there's a fucking dark side. Yeah. I love social media, but there's a dark side. Have you experienced any trolling or hate from people on the show?
No. Well, actually, I'd... I won't go into too details.
Oh, you can. It's Access All Areas. It's what we do.
Okay, so one of the other cast members was on live slagging me off, and they were supposed to be one of my best friends.
No, which who? One?
Well, who was I best friends with on there?
Oh, my God.
We'll put two and two together.
Trying to think of names. You're putting me on the spot here. I have to go back and watch it.
Go tell us.
Go on.
Come on, Gil.
Everyone else is going to know but me.
If it was on live anyway, it's already out there.
Okay, so one of my best friends, Holly.
Holly, okay.
And she knew the ins and outs of that relationship. She was there every step of the way of the breakup, me crying, me ringing her. And it wasn't to do with the texts. So when she was on live going, yeah, I'm on Nathan's side, I called her out.
Wow.
I said, hold on a minute. I thought he was my best mate. He was there through the breakup. Okay, it's a TV show, but my feelings were real for Nathan.
And when your mate's your mate in your head, it's still a kick in the tits.
Exactly, exactly. She has said sorry.
Okay.
Because I think she knew. Mm. You know, maybe she did. People was messaging me. I went on the live. People was going, Lace, you do know she's slagging you off?
Why do you think she was on Lace's side?
Because I was... Because maybe she's being portrayed as a villain. She wants to put the shine on me. I don't know.
So has Nathan... Did Nathan try to get back with you that night? Because watching it back, he was very emotional. He was crying a lot. I thought that maybe you guys would patch things up towards the end of the show.
I tried. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to look at me.
Right.
If you come face to face with your mate again, how do you think it's going to be? Now she's done that on the live, can you get a friendship back, or are you one of them people like, when it's done, and when disloyal is being shown, you're like, bollocks, on your bike?
If I'm truly honest, like, you know, I wish her all the best and no hard feelings. At the end of the day, it just speaks volumes, because, you know, her doing that to me, to like, and everyone could see. But yeah, going back to the trolling, it's been horrific, like, so bad.
How dark's it getting?
Yeah, I didn't want to be here the other day, last week. I didn't get to come out of my pyjamas for 4 days.
As in what, you had faults
but bad dark faults. And I'm a very, like, I'm, you know, we all have our battles, but overall, I am a positive girl, and I didn't get out of my pyjamas for 4 days. I was crying, and it's just me, my mum, and my twin sister, Paige, in the house. And I was like, Mum, I there's no way out. And for me, I feel like Nathan should have put a statement out and said, look, guys, enough's enough.
Yeah.
Because he's got to live with that, knowing that he agreed.
Mm-hmm. And prior to that, Lace, have you ever had thoughts of kind of taking your own life before that? Or that's obviously escalated to the point where you thought, I can't do it, I want out.
Obviously, you know, I suffer with depression. I'm pretty open about that. Yeah. But I've never had dark thoughts like that where I'm drowning. I just want it to be all over. I just want it to be asleep. Yeah, it was a hard place and there was no one to run to. And even if you put out like a statement, people wasn't really reading it.
Yeah.
And people just say, you know, I'm a liar, I'm an actress, I'm this, I'm that. And I'm not. I can't help, I don't know what they're going to show.
Yeah.
And it just happened that they didn't show a true reflection.
When you were sat there, did you watch it with your family, the reunion? Or what were your feelings when you watched it back with your family?
I was crying. I was like, no, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they show my reaction? Why didn't they show me defending myself? Mm. I'm not afraid to defend myself, but they'd edited that all out. But...
So what were kind of the comments you're receiving? Are you getting threats and stuff?
Yeah, threats. Are we allowed to swear?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we fucking love it.
yeah, like, I'm a whore, I'm a cunt, a manipulative, this, that. Yeah, loads of stuff.
Wow.
I do anything for fame. But people that know me know how the person I am. Mm. Like, and that's what I don't understand within the reunion. Nathan was like, you know, you weren't there for me, I didn't struggle. If you watch back, you know, he's got ADHD, which is completely fine. Mm. My twin's got ADHD. I'm very, you know, understanding person. Mm.
Yeah.
And for him to look at me bareface in the face and say, no, I didn't have breakdowns. I'm like, what are you drinking?
Yeah.
Boy? It's one of the worst things when someone can look you in the eye, whether it's on TV or not, and I've been there, when someone can look you in the eye and from what you're saying, like, and lie. It blows your fucking mind.
Yeah.
It's like, if someone looks you in your eye enough, and I'll keep going to you, your name's John, your name's John. And when you have that 1 minute where you think, is my name John? And you know it ain't.
Yeah.
And you kind of think, fuck.
Yeah.
I find it disturbing when someone could look in your eye and lie.
I stopped and I said, you need to get him some water.
Yeah.
He was making me a bit... Like, I was like, what? Sorry, this ain't the man I married. Where's my Nathan? Because that ain't him.
Lace, if you could... send Nathan or give Nathan a message right now, what would it be?
I feel like what I would say, Nathan, is we both can agree we fell in love. We had a real deep connection. You know, in your heart, that we had conversations about working together. Stop lying.
Mm.
You know, and I was there for you, whether you want to admit it or not. I was your backbone, I was your strength, and I would do it again. You know, we fell in love, and I would always pick you to marry you, you know, in that process. But say the truth.
Mm.
Put the trolls to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you've got family, you know, you've got sisters, X, Y, and Z, and you're watching these trolls literally tarnish my name and my character when you spent 24 hours with me for 10 weeks. You didn't say I wasn't genuine then.
Lacey, I want to just obviously say, like, touch upon something that you mentioned at the top of the interview, and I want to say, you just speaking out, because there's a lot of people, that suffer with mental health. I'm very open on social media about that, and I think the more of us that do speak about it, the better. We're getting better, but we're still a fucking long way from where we should be.
Yeah, definitely.
Some people still feel shame in it. But I think, do you know, there could be even one person listening and you opening up about having dark thoughts and thinking about taking your own life, and I'm so glad you didn't, by the way, obviously, without saying. But you speaking about that and just putting the words out there, because there will be, sadly, someone out there right now that is having the same thoughts and thinking about ending it all. And sadly, the men's statistics is through the roof, but obviously it happens to both. So I think it's so important to have the confidence and to know there's no shame in that, because there is no shame in mental health.
I did feel shame. I actually did feel shame.
And that's the sad thing, that we do feel shame.
I felt shame because I was like, you know, I've got a roof over my head, I've got a beautiful family. Why am I having those thoughts? But then when you've got, like, so many people are tarnishing your character, when you know the truth, you know, I know that I'm a good girl and I was a good wife to Nathan, you think I might as well not be here. And, like, all these people think all these things about you and you do start believing it. And it, honestly, I thought it was never ending. And I do get shame. I do.
It's so hard because people need to relax. Viewers get so wound up, and it's a TV show, and these things are edited in a certain way to make scenes look more dramatic. And the fact that viewers haven't copped on to that yet, and they don't just let it be television. It's for our entertainment. We're not breaking down the characters on the shows. Also, they're humans.
I think they forget that this ain't a scripted soap. Like, when it comes into this genre of TV and reality, although it's on TV, it's people's lives. So you can pick up your phone and take to social and have an opinion. Of course, it's, as we all know, like arseholes, we've all got an opinion. But it's someone's real life. You're not talking about Sharon and Phil on EastEnders, you know what I mean? Where they get in their motorhome and their lives are completely different.
I think that's what people forget. I'm just Lacey. You know, I work up London, I'm normal, I have feelings. And, you know, I think people need to go back over and watch our whole journey, to not tarnish me from this one episode. And I was there for Nathan. Was.
And what's your final thought? Sorry, just watching back that reunion, because obviously when you're in a show and you're filming for hours, you never know what's going to make the final cut. What's your takeaway feeling from watching the reunion?
My takeaway feeling, talking in now that my headspace is in a better headspace, is if you are in a dark place, you know, not on TV, in your own life, please keep going. Speak up. Speak to your family, because I would not have been here without speaking to my family. And it is okay not to be okay. And just because you have got a roof and you have got food in your fridge and you have these faults, don't feel shame, because I did. And just keep going. And, you know, I started talking to the universe and my nan that's passed away, and people that give you strength to keep going.
Babe, thank you so much for coming in and being so open and raw. And like I say, if that helps one person, that's job fucking well done, the way I
honestly
see it.
Honestly, thank you so much for, you know, hearing me out, listening to me.
You're so welcome. And
yeah, it was really nice to be here.
Thank you, darling. Bless you.
Best of luck with everything, ladies. Keep in touch, babes.
Thank you so much. Guys, take care.
We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to be joined by Mr. Phil from The Apprentice in 2.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum on FUBAR Radio.
I am joined now by Ricardo Mighty. He is the CEO of Mighty Labs.
I just think if you're going to get into crypto, you just can't think short term. If you're trying to, I don't know, like pay your bills next month and you think I'm going to invest in crypto this month and then I'm going to take the gains out and do something with, you just can't think like that, because 99.9% of the time, the market doesn't work the way you want it to work. It works how it's going to work. The longer you have your investment in crypto, most likely the better it will do.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores.
Yeah. The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
Is the sound of your mates alive? Is getting to more gigs this year and the next? Is the sound of saying, I got you, mate? Is the sound of mates enjoying even more of this? Is the sound of mates getting home instead of here? Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
What the Health with Gabby Allen.
Mr. Later Williams, hello. Mate, can we just address that? You did Strictly Come Dancing.
I know, people were quite upset about that, to be fair. But listen, not the first musical theatre performer to be on Strictly. It won't be the last. I've never watched a full season from the start to the end. So when it actually got 2 hours out, whoa, like there's so many different styles. I was like, oh, and Nikita, I love him, but he was really pushing me to be the best that I could be.
Politics Uncensored.
They can't turn off your water because water is a human right. It's not like internet, which we can talk about.
Are you saying
other
we should all stop paying?
I'm not saying we should all stop paying. I think no one should have to pay.
Their argument would be prices are going up. We need all this money because we have to invest in our aging Victoria infrastructure, which hasn't, there's been no new infrastructure built in sewage, whatever, since the Victorian era. How would you respond to that?
They're talking out of their backside. It's bullshit of the highest order.
FUBAR Radio presents
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Where are you up to these days with your debt? You said it was at 37,000.
It was at 37. It's been a roller coaster. So I had £37,000 worth of debt, which I then paid back over about 5.5 months. I then continued to work for a few more months, and then I quit my job and went completely freelance. And I had a terrible, terrible year and got back into debt. Fortunately, 2024 has been much kinder and I'm earning a really good amount each month through my freelance work. But yeah, I'm back on the paying off a huge chunk of debt journey, which is currently stands at about 44,000.
Every Monday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, guys. We've just been joined in the studio by the apprentices, Phil Turner. Phil, how you doing, mate?
I'm good, Bobby. How are you? It's good
really
to be back.
Good. Nice to sit out of breath.
Good to have you back.
Just run downstairs to have a wee, so I'm out of breath.
No, it's actually because of him sitting across from you. He cannot catch his breath.
I've got a hot blush.
I wonder why he brought me back. He did one.
Why is he back every week, Bobby? Tell us that. Any reasons? You know he's married.
don't break a boy's heart. Phil, how are things going? Obviously, new series at the minute.
Yeah.
Are you watching?
Bits and bobs. Yep. Like, to be honest with you, like, I was never a big fan of the show before I went on it. I watched like a couple of the early series, but for me, I sort of not fell out of love with it, but I just think it's a bit repetitive. Like, and obviously, I went on the show to do what I needed to do and, you know, promote my business and that. But I have caught up. I've been doing it in like chunks. I watch like a couple, and then we'll watch a couple. It's all right. It doesn't really get going, does it? For
me,
until maybe you get to know the people, you get to know the characters. Mm. Obviously, there was a couple of like interesting ones in there. And I think and it's weird because when you're on the show, you're like, oh, just get them out my hair. But when you're watching, you're like, keep them in.
They're the ones you want to keep in, yeah. You wouldn't want to live with them. No. In terms of having a character on the telly.
Yeah.
Do you think once you've done a show, because you know the behind the scenes and like the magic and sparkle of it all, behind the curtain, does it kind of ruin it?
It does, yeah. It's ruined, like, I'm a massive Traitors fan. And it ruined it for me this year because I'm like, well, the producers obviously told him to say that, and that never happened.
Yeah.
And that was set up.
Yeah.
And it's like, my missus is like, oh, can you just shut up and watch it? But then now she's starting to listen to what I'm saying, and she's like, it ruins everything. Like, yeah. And sometimes it's best just to be ignorant and watch it and just take it for what it is, because it is just, everything's just a pantomime. A lot of the, but I didn't know that before, but obviously now I know. It does ruin it a bit, yeah.
I do feel like The Apprentice has lost its spark a bit. I feel like maybe your series was one of the last real good ones, and I'm really trying my hardest to watch this series.
It's such a fucking blur, that
I know,
it's
because
she thinks she was so good.
It went downhill after you. But I do feel...
She's a slag.
I'm trying my hardest to watch this series and I cannot get into it. Yeah. I'm like, it's, I don't know, it's boring, it's obvious.
Yeah. I'm obviously going to be biased. Like, I think they tried to do something a little bit different, because obviously when I knew I was going on the show, I watched a couple of series before, like, just to get a feel for what, you know, what was coming up and stuff like that. And it is really repetitive. And even a lot of, like, the candidates, like, they're all sort of cast in a certain way, because obviously they do it so they have a massive broad audience all watching and rooting for certain people. But I think with our series, they did try to cast it a bit more, like, more credible candidates, like more people with businesses, less silly. And I think they've kind of gone back to, I think they just want that car crash TV, don't they? I think they're, it's like once they've had a really big moment, the next series they just need to try and recreate it even bigger with more silly stuff, and it just gets a bit, like you said, a bit repetitive.
So, do you remember back in the day of X Factor, they used to throw like the joke act in?
Yeah.
And you, like you say, your series was kind of all legit business people.
Yeah.
And rather than having your cheeky girls, I think they were Popeye, they weren't even X Factor, showing me age.
Yeah.
Or like your Wagoners, them kind of people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whereas I kind of, but again, as a producer, my brain would be like, well, we kind of want someone who's a little bit.
But yeah, but I feel like the public are not stupid anymore. We kind of have TikTok and stuff for the small kind of jokey acts. But I feel like it's good to like lean into, that was the only business reality TV show which was so focused on that. Do you feel like it's lost its way so a bit?
I think the reason that it was so good at the start, like right at the very start, was because it was serious business people who were all being serious, and they were like, look, we want to win here. And I think I guess the producers have obviously created these magic moments, and all they want to do is just keep re-showing them and recreating them, and it just
it don't work.
I think like anything, if like I was watching my kids love Britain's Got Talent, so we were watching that the other night, and like back in the day, it was like, oh, it's exciting, and you hear the sob stories and you buy into it. But now I'm just like, they've already seen five people before they've even, you know, they've already had five auditions. You know what's coming. It's a bit like.
And I think the audience, like you say, the audience ain't stupid. And there's certain shows out there where you can tell people, or you hear people on social media go, they're duplicating or they're replicating a character that was on that show before. Whereas people at home are a little bit like, well, we know what you're doing. Do you know what I mean? They're not fucking Dolly Dimple. Like, they know what's going on.
That, you'd be so surprised. The amount of people who still think it's real, like people will message me and say you did this or you messed that up, and I'm like, I don't even know what to say to that. It's like, because the joke's kind of on you. If you like, you buy it and react to it, it's like, you know. But,
it's so true.
Is there still a group chat from your year, Phil?
There was a main group chat.
Yeah,
but the we had our welfare officer in there, so it was a bit rubbish because we couldn't say anything.
Oh, yeah, you've got to kick them out.
And I think as well, like, when you've got, like, a big group of people, there's all, like, no one's ever going to get on. There's always, like, little fractions. So we've got a group chat with me, Verdi, Paul and Jack. So they're the ones I really talk to, and everyone else kind of, we've sort of felt by the way. So, I think it's quite normal for that to happen.
Yeah.
Of course.
And are you still in contact with Lord Sugar?
No, I did. So obviously off the back of the show, because obviously we finish filming at the end of June, and you obviously don't see it on your TVs till February. And the way it works for the two winners, they film two winners, and he actually doesn't decide who wins until like there's a series of like negotiations and stuff like that. And it's not quite as it meets the eye.
So it's a long old wait, isn't it, from June to February?
So I think like, he's got his idea of who wants to win, but it needs to kind of still make business sense, if that makes sense. And then obviously the winners announce right at the end. But in that time, like, I was like, what's happening and stuff like that. I'll tell you a funny little story, actually. He WhatsApped me once and he said, oh, your TikTok hasn't got your business address on it or something like that. Because he's quite old school. So I did a TikTok just showing my shops and stuff like that. And I was thinking, I wonder how he's seen that, because he ain't got TikTok, surely. And you know, like on your TikTok, if you've got a contact saved, it comes up as a suggestion.
Yeah.
And it come up and it said Big Al. So I was like,
yeah,
so guess what? He's got a TikTok and he follows one person.
And it was yeah,
no way.
And it's called Big Al.
And I've never told anyone that, but he'll probably kill me for saying that.
Big Al.
Big Al sounds like an OnlyFans account. Yeah. Imagine the sugar on OnlyFans.
Check OnlyFans. He might be on that too.
Well, I went out for a drink when the final was on with Tom Skinner, and we had a few drinks, and I was like, come on, we'll give him a FaceTime. I was like, I'm with your mate Tommy, we're giving him a bit. And he never replied, and I messaged him like 2 weeks later saying, I'm sorry about that, lad. Unprofessional. But since then I've not really spoke to him much. So I think when I speak to him, I just speak to him and he never speaks to me.
Basically, that sounds like how my relationship, my text relationship with my dad, he just never respond. I'm like giving him updates. Are you meeting up regularly with other people from your series or
Not really, like occasionally. We've done a few different bits. I think, like, naturally, when the show's on and when the show's just finished, like, you're all really excited and you're all sort of, there's that sort of camaraderie between you. But I think as it sort of, the time goes on, you get back to your old life and obviously you want to see your own mates. You haven't got time for your own mates, let alone your sort of new ones as such. But we have a little meet-up now and then. We make the effort to get together and sort of, do what you do, but
because it's one of the things I think people, especially when it's been on a TV show and hundreds of thousands or millions of people have watched the show, they're like, oh, do you all still get together? But you're kind of like, whether you worked in a bank or so, whatever job you're in, not everyone is all going down the spoons together that night.
No,
do you know what
I mean? Because
people get on your tits.
Fuck
it. Do you know
especially when you live with them for 10 weeks.
Exactly.
I think the nice thing about our series is like, we did genuinely have some proper friendships and like, we are actually mates and like, that is quite nice because I think a lot of people sort of go on these shows and they end up hating everyone they're on there with and they have a lot of resentment and stuff. So it was quite nice. We did sort of create some good relationships.
There's been a few people this series come out and say that they feel like, in terms of the edit, that it's not been very fair or very true to life. How do you look back at your time on The Apprentice? Did you have a fair run of the edit?
Because you were kind of cast as the villain, weren't you?
I wouldn't... I don't know that... I would say I was more like the underdog rather than the villain.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say villain.
No.
I wouldn't say the villain. I think, like,
the underdog was a bit of a salt.
Yeah. He always gets it in there.
I think my edit was, like being truthful, my edit very much depended on whether I won or not. I think if I'd have won.
Yeah.
Because they edit the show backwards. So they edit the episodes backwards. So they tell the story of the boardroom backwards. And I think, had I have won, you'd have seen a lot of my better moments. Whereas... I had a sort of in the middle of the road edit because they can't make me look like an idiot because I got to the final. But they can't make me look like a hero because then it doesn't really make sense. Like,
that
I haven't won,
win.
If that makes sense. And also because I was on the losing team all the time, it's hard to make me stand out. But there's obviously, you know, like doing these shows, there's so much you don't see and they tell the story they want to tell. And I think if you go on one of these shows, you just have to accept that you're in the hands of the editor and you just have to. Mine was all right. Like, I've had a lot of positivity. Like, everyone says to me, oh, you know, we loved you on the show and stuff like that. So that's the best you can hope for, really, isn't it?
Oh, that's
so true.
You didn't get any hate or abuse on social, did you? Because I wouldn't see you as...
Not as much
seen, like, villain.
I love it. I love
See, villain can be quite a good situation to be.
Yeah. Mm. No, I wouldn't say villain.
But I don't think you ever was. But some people work that... I mean, look at Katie Hopkins. She fucking made a career off of being a villain.
No, I didn't fancy that. Because at the end of the day, I'm still a businessman. And, like, I still wanted to keep my integrity on the show. Like, I went on there to promote my online business, which is obviously what I did, and it went really well. But I didn't want to do stuff just to make me famous for the sake of being famous because I've still got something like I wanted to come off the show. And a lot of the feedback I've had is, it's just nice to have like a regular bloke on like just a normal person. Yeah. That's pretty much what they saw from me, which I was pretty happy.
Rather than being a wanker for the sake of being a wanker for a bit of airtime, do you know what I mean?
With that show, if you come off there with like any credibility intact, you've won basically.
True. Are you kind of happy now that you didn't win? Because your company is like 100% yours. You have no other kind of ears in your business.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, I'd be lying if I said, look, most of the people went on that show to win it, if that makes sense. I think a lot of people, like, honestly, including myself, go on there and they want to get the exposure. No one really wants to give half of the business away. And without sounding like, I don't know, without sounding weird, 250k for half of, in this day and age, is not a lot. Maybe 15 years ago it was, but like, there's a lot easier ways to go and get 250k. So a lot of it's about how much can you expose yourself, which is why I liked my journey, because I was in the boardroom every week. I was in the bottom three. Like, I had a lot of airtime. I had a lot of chance to speak to Lord Sugar. And in the day, like you say, I was the villain or whatever, but at least I was remembered. That sounds like a funny thing to say, but you just want to be. Right. People come up to me and say, oh, it's the pie guy. I don't know my name, but I don't care. Like, I'm the pie guy, and that's all I really wanted to do off the shows.
It's funny you say that, because I've never really thought of it like that in terms of that the money's never gone up, but completely the way the world is now, business and the rise of social media, because 20 years ago, social weren't a thing.
No.
So a few ads or paid posts on social, $250 nowadays for a business, really, you're almost better off not giving half your business away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like.
Yeah.
The way I ended up on the show was quite a weird one. I'm not sure if we've probably not spoke about this, but so they contacted me when they were produced, like when they were making the show, and they were like, we want you to help us build one of the episodes, which was the pie episode. They were going to make a pie episode.
Oh.
This is like, I've never said this to anyone, but
little exclusive, guys. We like to access all areas here, Phil.
So basically, they said to me, look, because I did Celebrity MasterChef as like as an industry expert. So I sat there on one of the series, like a few series ago. So they contacted me and they were like, look, we want to build a pie episode. And I was like, well, I don't even watch a show. Let me watch a show and see. So I went back on the call to Gail and I was like, this is what you would do. I was excited because I was thinking, how can I get my brand on BBC? Like, it's what you want. And we were chatting and it was all good. And I said, I've got to ask, like, where the fuck do you get these people from? Because they're all, excuse my language.
I know you're
allowed to curse. We love it.
Yeah. I was like, where do you get these people from? Or they're all idiots. And she said to me, oh, we get 50,000 people apply. You'd be surprised. Most of the people on the show are very competent, like well-rounded people. But you need to remember we're making a TV show. And the sort of penny dropped and I was just like, I'll come on then. And I never had I had to go through the audition just like everyone else, but I was having a really bad day at work one day and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to apply. It just, I think when I put it out there into the world, I just almost had to get it out of my system.
Yeah.
And then I went through, so I never got asked to go on the show. I'd never say that, but when they saw my application, they probably thought, oh, that's like interesting. Him. And then they put another pie guy on there as well, which obviously wasn't
ideal.
Well, it was good, but when I saw Paul, I was just like, oh, well, one of us are going home in like the first 2 or 3 weeks, because they always have that food episode, don't they, in the first few weeks. So I was like, not only have I got to be the best person, I've just got to be the best pie man
first,
person. And then we'll worry about the rest of the competition.
Do you think that was done to wind one of you up, or because you don't really ever, not every series do we get two pie men?
No.
So it's not a coincidence that there was two pie men.
No, it's good. I think, like,
so do you think they thought, let's wind this fucker up and see if he blows?
No, I think they, it just made it, it's good, isn't it? Like when the show like launched and they said who the candidates were and stuff like that, a lot of the press was like, oh, there's two pie people. Like it's just another thing to talk about from their perspective. But I knew that one of us wasn't going to last very long.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I didn't want to come off being like the worst.
Because he was going to lead the pie task, fight to the death.
But he was cool. Like he came back to the final and he helped and stuff like that. And to be fair, he took it really well, because it takes a lot to be able to come back and like help someone else who's in your industry and stuff like that. So he was good, Paul. He was fine.
How do you find, because obviously you're really big on the socials now post-show, how do you find, do you love the interactions with people on social media?
Yeah, it's good. I like the interactions. Like, I never had social media before I went. When I was in the show, I remember saying to everyone, I'm going to get Instagram, TikTok and do that. And they're like, no, you're not. Like, you haven't even got. So I came out and I just like worked out how to do it and how to edit. And I enjoyed making content. And obviously the plan really is to make content about my business and about my life, just to sort of try and push that. But no, it's been good fun. I like the interactions. I love all that sort of stuff, but it just takes so much time, doesn't it? That's the thing.
And it's such a big part of business now, though, isn't it? Whatever the industry, I think social media, the genie is out the bottle.
I think so, yeah. Especially like founder-led content where people are like, come into my business, let me show you the story. And I think that's one thing I need to do better is like tell my story, because people just think, like your starting day is on The Apprentice, but they don't see like there's 15 years of stuff that's gone into it.
Yeah, you've knocked your bollocks out to get there.
Yeah, so true.
Phil, thank you so much for coming back into the studio again.
Thank you.
Where can people find your socials and where can they buy one of your lovely pies, Phil? Let everyone at home know.
If they fancy the pies, they could just go online. It's piesbypost.com or Turner's Pies. So we've got shops, but obviously the online stuff will be a lot of what your listeners will probably want if they can order. And only Phil Turner, or just Phil Turner on the internet, on the TikTok and on the Instagram and all
on
that.
On the internet. Yeah. The wild web.
15 seconds. I know you're obviously biased. What's the best pie you've got?
Steak and Stilton, without a doubt. Ooh. Bosch.
Oh.
I'm a chicken and mushroom kind of. I just love a pie. I love pastry.
Yeah.
You can't really go. But what's your favourite? Anything meat?
Veggie, fields? Obviously. I'm a vegetarian. Sorry to disappoint.
Boring. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for coming
in,
Phil.
Welcome.
We'll
Thank
be back
you.
Next week. Stay safe, guys. See you next Wednesday, 6 p.m. Food Bar Radio. Ta-da.
Bye. Food Bar Radio.